contemplate the talking stick. Breathe with it. Ancestors connect. Bent willow boughs weave seductions. Fingers fly to face and tap the meridians. Even though I carry grief, guilt, shame, my deep malignant blue-shaped pain, I can heal. Step into the dance. Feet root to earth, spirit soars celestial, ride moonbeams, learn magic, fuel a metaconceptual mind flick within. Sculpt starshine with harmony, mosh with the weather by fire's fierce light. Begin.
About this poem is I haven't read it before, so normally my work is memorized. They're not memorized. I'm a performance poet. Look at YouTube. But normally work on the comedy circuit and burlesque and spoken word a bit, but these are not really the most performancey things either. See, I'm making a lot of excuses. Someone told me never apologize. Okay. This is called Queen Merv. My real name is plain. A sticker slapped on me as if on a lemon. Something produced by my mother and given to my father, a present, my birth name a token of her love for him, not for me. My real name is his name, made female, you see. And it was a name that never quite fitted, like that pleated skirt, like that stiff school shirt, a thing put upon me, uncomfy, uncozy, and all of the time, like the clothes they chose, I longed to pull it off. But like a sticker, one day it came loose, leaving me nameless, and aimless, a nothing, a newborn, a baby, a no one till something, a voice from my being within me came calling, my real self by her maid, my real name by her named, my immodest mother, drunk woman queen, my goddess, my other, Queen Mab, for thee I am called, queen of the underworld and of the poets, queen of red meads, which I often find flowing, queen of the wolves, my true self still growing in your image, though not the same. For I am still me, and thou art still thee, though Mab, Queen Mab, is my name.
This poem arose as I drove home one evening after quite a busy day at work as a GP, and it sort of expresses a sadness that I felt that general practice is changing, as well as a sadness that day. And it's called Elegy for General Practice. My Yohan wedi marw heddiw. Yohan died today. His wife, a widow now, sobs on my shoulder. As I drive home, snow-tipped Welsh hills glow pink and the sun slips away. This land is full of ghosts, and the multitudinous dead, whom we have loved and tended, come to their gates to greet me as I pass by.
There once was an angel who fell asleep, so deep asleep inside of me. I searched and I searched around and about what seemed like forever and a day, when along came a true love who had the key that fitted right there inside of me. I opened my eyes, I opened my heart, and I wondered and wondered, where can I start? I have so many a tune to sing, so fair a melody to make it ring. Oh, where did you come from, my little thing? I think I remember. Child of my body, that lights the spring, the well of knowledge, the fountain pours forth, my being soars. The angel of music lies asleep no more. Oh.